The 2000 U.S. presidential election stands as one of the most consequential and controversial in American history, a contest defined by close margins, political divisions, and a final outcome shaped by a landmark Supreme Court ruling. It was a time of transition in the country, a decade of prosperity coming to an end, political polarization intensifying, and global events soon to alter the course of the nation's history. The election not only determined who would lead the United States for the next 4 years, but also set in motion a series of events that would have lasting effects on both the country and the world. 2000 was not a landslide. At the heart of the election was a showdown between two candidates who represented the political establishments of their respective parties. George W. Bush, the Republican candidate, was the governor of Texas and the son of former President George H.W. Bush. His opponent, Al Gore, was the Democratic candidate and sitting vice president under President Bill Clinton. Their campaigns represented two distinct visions for the future of the country, with both candidates offering policy proposals that would address issues ranging from the economy and healthcare to foreign policy and the environment. Bush, as a candidate, presented himself as a compassionate conservative, seeking to build a bridge between traditional conservative values and the needs of the modern electorate. His platform centered on a commitment to tax cuts, especially for the wealthy, a strong national defense, education reform, and the promotion of private sector solutions to social problems. His proposed No Child Left Behind initiative sought to hold schools accountable for student performance while providing more funding for education, but with an emphasis on local control and parental choice. Additionally, Bush advocated for a strong stance on crime and was a proponent of faith-based social services, aiming to bring religious institutions into the realm of public welfare. Gore, on the other hand, campaigned as a defender of the Clinton administration's economic policies, which had seen the country experience one of the longest periods of economic growth in its history. Gore's platform included a focus on healthcare reform, particularly the expansion of Medicare and the introduction of prescription drug benefits. He also sought to position himself as an advocate for the environment, with ambitious goals to combat climate change, reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and promote clean energy technologies. Gore's proposals reflected his background as a passionate environmentalist, and his emphasis on social justice issues, such as reducing poverty and expanding access to education, resonated with many progressives. The election unfolded in a political environment shaped by the successes and scandals of the Clinton administration. President Clinton had overseen a period of economic prosperity, with the country experiencing low unemployment, a budget surplus, and robust economic growth. However, his second term was marred by the Monica Lewinsky scandal and subsequent impeachment, which created a toxic atmosphere of partisanship and distrust. This scandal played a significant role in shaping the political narrative of the 2000 election, as both candidates sought to distance themselves from the Clinton legacy. Gore trying to maintain a connection to the administration's successes while disassociating himself from its moral failings, and Bush positioning himself as a fresh alternative to the scandals and divisive politics of the 1990s. The election also took place against the backdrop of increasing polarization in American politics. Voter turnout in 2000 was relatively low by historical standards, with just over half of eligible voters participating in the election. This reflected a growing sense of disillusionment with the political system, as many Americans felt that their voices were not being heard by the political establishment. The two major parties, despite their differences, seemed to represent entrenched political elites, and many voters saw the election as a contest between two representatives of the status quo rather than a genuine debate over the country's future. The election was especially contentious in several key battleground states, with Florida emerging as the central focus of the contest. In the aftermath of Election Day, it became clear that the outcome of the race would depend on the results in Florida, where the margin between the two candidates was razor thin. Gore won the popular vote by a narrow margin, but the electoral votes from Florida, 25 in total, were still up for grabs. The state's election laws allowed for a manual recount of votes, but the process was fraught with issues. Confusing ballots, such as the infamous butterfly ballot in Palm Beach County, led to a significant number of misvotes, and there were widespread concerns about the accuracy and fairness of the recount process. The legal battles that ensued were long and bitter, with both campaigns filing lawsuits and seeking to influence the recount process in their favor. Gore's campaign pushed for a full recount in Florida's most populous counties, arguing that irregularities in the voting process had disenfranchised voters, especially in minority communities. Bush's team, meanwhile, argued that the recounts were inconsistent and unconstitutional, citing concerns about the equal protection of voters' rights. As the recounts stretched into December, the battle reached the U.S. Supreme Court. On December 12, 2000, the court issued a 5-4 decision in Bush v. Gore, halting the recount and effectively declaring Bush the winner of the election. The decision was highly controversial, with many legal scholars and political observers arguing that the court had overstepped its bounds by intervening in what was essentially a political dispute. The ruling was seen by many as politically motivated, with the conservative majority of the court siding with Bush, while the liberal justices dissented. The decision was seen by many as undermining public confidence in the electoral process and raising questions about the legitimacy of Bush's victory. The implications of the 2000 election extended far beyond the immediate contest. The result had a profound impact on American foreign policy, particularly in the context of the events that would soon unfold in the years following the election. Within months of taking office, President Bush was confronted with the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, which fundamentally changed the direction of U.S. foreign policy and military strategy. The attacks led to the launch of the War on Terror, including the invasion of Afghanistan, which was aimed at dismantling al-Qaeda and removing the Taliban from power. However, the events of 9/11 also set the stage for the Iraq War, which became one of the defining issues of Bush's presidency. The decision to invade Iraq was rooted in the broader post-9/11 security environment, but it was also influenced by a series of political and ideological factors that had been shaping the Republican Party since the 1990s. The Bush administration, with the backing of many Republicans in Congress, argued that Iraq's Saddam Hussein posed a significant threat to U.S. national security, citing the country's alleged weapons of mass destruction, WMDs, and its ties to terrorist organizations. Critics, however, argued that the invasion was driven by a desire to reshape the Middle East, secure oil resources, and assert American dominance in the region. The Iraq War, which began in 2003, would become one of the most controversial and divisive conflicts in U.S. history, with lasting consequences for both the Middle East and the American political landscape. The aftermath of the 2000 election also had a profound effect on the Democratic Party. Gore's loss, despite winning the popular vote, led to significant soul-searching within the party. Many Democrats were disillusioned with the outcome and began to question the party's approach to campaigning, particularly in the context of the Electoral College system. In the years following the election, the party gradually shifted towards a more progressive agenda, with figures like Barack Obama and Bernie Sanders emerging as prominent voices within the party. The 2000 election and its aftermath helped to set the stage for the 2008 election, which brought Obama to the presidency and marked a turning point in the Democratic Party's approach to both domestic and foreign policy. For the Republican Party, the 2000 election marked the beginning of a new era. Bush's victory solidified the party's hold on the White House, but it also highlighted the growing influence of the conservative wing of the party. The election of 2000 laid the groundwork for the rise of the Tea Party in 2009 and the eventual election of Donald Trump in 2016. The Republican Party's increasing embrace of populist rhetoric and conservative values was shaped by the political dynamics of the 2000 election, as well as the subsequent events of the Bush presidency, including the Iraq War and the 2008 financial crisis. The 2000 election and the controversy surrounding it remains a significant chapter in the history of American democracy. It raised important questions about the integrity of the electoral process, the role of the judiciary in political disputes, and the functioning of the Electoral College. The aftermath of the election also underscored the deepening political divisions in the country, divisions that continue to shape American politics to this day. The events of 2000 serve as a reminder of the high stakes involved in the democratic process and the enduring impact that elections can have on the future of a nation.